Verulam Sports.
Hello and welcome to the Verulam Sport Podcast. Every week, the team behind the award-winning Radio Verulam Sports Show will provide you with the most relevant news from the local and regional sporting scenes, whilst keeping you in the picture with national and international bulletins from the world of sport. There will be topical debates, regular interviews from local talent, and chats with those big-name guests that are a mainstay of Verulam Sport. As always, this is your show, every bit as much as it is ours. So, check out Verulam Sport across social media and get involved. For now, prepare yourself for this week's action-packed Verulam Sport Podcast. Yes, indeed, we are back. And somebody once upon a time sang, "It's good to be back." And I truly, truly understand what they were singing about now. Verulam Sports Podcasting with me, Tony Rice, the host, alongside the voice of the Saints, our true football ex-pro, Graham Griffin, and of course, everybody's favourite Stato, the machine, Jason McKenna. Again, just to let you know, in case you are new to Verulam Sports, this is the team behind the award-winning Verulam Sports show on Radio Verulam 92.6 FM. And we are going to be delighted to bring you weekly a whole heap of great debates. We've got one coming up for you very soon where we analyse our own favourite England 11s and always top-line interviews with local talent, not least, of course, head honcho of the Saints, Ian Allanson, also coming up for you very soon indeed. And always, we'll strive to get those big-name guests, which are an absolute mainstay of Verulam Sports. I've been involved with Verulam Sports now for nearly 4 years, and it's always an honour and a privilege to provide you with all the most important local, national, and indeed international relevant news, and keep it at that international quality, award-winning calibre output, which is our end goal. But now, talking goals, it's the man who is the voice of the Saints, who witnesses them get it in the back of the proverbial net at Clarence Park. We are terribly fortunate to be joined by Graham Griffin. Graham, how are you? How are you doing?
Very well, thank you, Tony, and great to hear from you again. And what a great opportunity on Verulam Sport to get together and have these fantastic conversations coming your way. And as you just alluded to, we've got a brilliant interview coming up for our listeners over the next couple of weeks with the mighty Saints manager Ian Allanson.
Absolutely. I mean, it was a turbulent old season, obviously ended prematurely, but I'm really excited to hear you dissect that. But I got to tell you, Graham, we are really lucky to have you as part of the roster of the award-winning Verulam Sports team, because I love sports. I'm a massive enthusiast, but I'm very much, and I make no bones about it, an armchair fanatic. Whereas you, sir, you bring your expert eye to the Saints analysis. Tell us a little about your footballing career.
Yes, so it really started out from youth level, sort of connected with a lot of football clubs up the north of England. So I had the joy of spending a bit of time with Halifax Town, Huddersfield Town at a key point where I got to travel and obviously play in certain specific games, not as first team, but from a youth reserve perspective. And I actually got the chance to train with my heroes when I was obviously had the opportunity to get involved with the club. So really, really enjoyed that. And then I went into coaching. So I had the opportunity to coach in the United States. So that was back in the late 90s, which was wonderful, because that's before football became really big in the United States, in particular female
soccer.
Sport.
Soccer out there, is it?
Soccer, exactly, yeah. So there was a lot of confusion between football and soccer. But what was great about that is I would sort of teach, coach lots of kids out there and use my sort of knowledge and my coaching qualifications at the time, which was wonderful. And in particular out there at the time, we saw a lot of female youngsters playing better than male youngsters. And if you think back to the 90s, that would have been unheard of. So had a great opportunity to do that, and then moved across business, moved back into sport, had the opportunity to work in Premier League football. And that's been wonderful to still keep involved. And now, obviously, help out with the Saints from a reporting point of view with Radio Verulam.
The voice of the Saints, no less, Mr. Griffin. I tell you, and great stuff. We're honoured and very privileged to have you as part of our team. And another key instrumental member of the team. You may recall the wonderful feature on Verum Sports, which is Stat Attack, and our man who has all the inside scoop to all the analysis and the data behind and informing sports. It is a privilege to welcome the machine, Jason McKenna. How are you?
Doing good, Tony. Great to be back, as you said. It seems so weird not to be talking on the Verulam Sport, like actually in Verulam Towers, but it's great to be back. And obviously, we've got coming up a really good discussion about the England 11s. We've got some great podcasts lined up indeed. And of course, we've got the Ian Allanson one coming up as well. But yes, I'll be peppering in, of course, my stats, attacking you with them once again.
Loving your work there. And as much as I appreciate a good stat, I really do. For me, I'm always more into the form and pedigree, if you would. And in your very DNA, Jason, there is radio and broadcasting par excellence running through it. Fill us in exactly what I'm alluding to.
Yes, indeed. Well, it's not just broadcasting excellence. Obviously, we're talking about my uncle Paul McKenna, hypnosis NLP expert, obviously on the radio as well. But he has worked his magic with football teams, all sorts of sports stars as well, boxers, tennis players. So it's a bit of sporting pedigree as well, helping to push the minds on of some of these people as well. So I suppose in many ways I've got the statistical insight, but also the way into the mind. But also I have to throw it back to Graham, who is also a fantastic person at psychoanalyzing people. So I think the whole team here is kind of full to the brim with talent in terms of all things sport, analyzing it from every sort of corner.
Absolutely, and we give you that 360 appreciation and input, and that's what you can anticipate and expect each and every single week from Verum Sport Podcasting. I'm looking forward to getting down and dirty into some England 11 analysis very, very soon indeed. But in closing on this one, the first inaugural Verum Sports Podcast, I want to remind everybody, as always, this is your show every single bit, as much as it is ours. So engage with us across social media. Give us your input, your suggestions for upcoming debates, your tuppence on everything sports related, and simply embrace, get involved. Can't wait to hear from you. I want to thank you for listening and keep involved.